Let's check the weather forecast, not with Drew Lerner. He's at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Hey, Drew, thanks so much for being with us. Looks like a little better forecast for the Corn Belt this week than it was last week when we were looking into the weekend. What do you see?
Yeah, you know, it does look like as we go forward through this next 2 weeks, we're probably going to only see a couple of frontal systems that will be active enough to prevent field progress from taking place. Of course, the biggest issue is how much moisture we've got on the ground and in the ground in some of those western and northwestern Corn Belt areas. And getting one more storm and keeping the temperatures cool is not what anybody wants. We do expect the next larger system to move across the western Corn Belt as we get out towards Sunday and Monday. And that system right now will probably produce a half to 1.5 inches of rain, and that will keep the ground saturated or resaturated, as the case may be. And there may be a little bit of wet snow at the very tail end of that storm system. After it passes, we'll be dry and somewhat cooler again across the western Corn Belt. There'll be another frontal system that moves through the eastern belt. That'll come around maybe the middle to latter part of next week. It's a fairly wimpy event, but it will produce a few extra hundredths of an inch of moisture across some of the region. After that, we'll get into an even colder bias, looks like, as we go into the last days of October. And so it's going to be difficult to dry down some of these wetter areas in the west and north. It doesn't look like we're going to see any major storm systems that will produce heavy snowfall again like we saw last week, at least not in the near future. And that's the only good news I suppose I can provide for some of those folks that are still struggling with the snow field and the excess moisture.
You know, the weather has been bruising this year for all the growing regions across the United States. And I take it there's a tropical storm we have to watch out for, too.
Yeah, there's a tropical system that's beginning to evolve. The low pressure center is right now very close to the Veracruz, Mexico coast. That would be like the equivalent of the southwesternmost corner of the Gulf of Mexico. And as we go forward through the night tonight and into the day tomorrow, that low pressure system will move off the coast and over the warm waters in the western Gulf of Mexico, and that's when things will start stirring up a little bit. The system is going to move relatively quickly, but it will also have potential to become organized and maybe declared as a tropical or subtropical storm as it rushes across the heart of the Gulf and will reach the coast of the Florida Panhandle as we get out towards Friday evening. Landfall will occur Friday night going into Saturday morning. And if the storm has an opportunity to get well organized, we're going to see some very heavy rains occur in the southeastern corner of the U.S. They just had some halfway decent rainfall in the last 24 hours. Some 2 to 3 inch amounts of rain occurred in some of that cotton country in Georgia and Alabama and parts of Florida. And now we're going to be seeing a potential here for multiple inches more in some of that region. So the cotton quality of the late crop may start to deteriorate there, and obviously delays in peanut and soybean harvesting that still lingers.
And can you check on our neighbors in South America?
Yeah, Argentina continues to struggle with a lack of moisture in some of the western grain and oilseed producing areas. This is mostly a feature for minor wheat producing areas right now, and for some of the recently planted early corn and sunseed. Those crops all need moisture, and it's becoming more and more of a desperate situation as each day goes along. They've had some spits and spats here recently, but there hasn't been any general soaking, and I don't think that's going to change much for a while. Now, Buenos Aires is the nation's number one wheat-producing province, and the south part of Buenos Aires has been fairly dry for a while. They are going to get some rain over the next couple of days, and so that'll improve that crop quite a bit. In Brazil, of course, it's been a frustrating season so far for crop planting and emergence and establishment from Mato Grosso into Goiás and parts of Paraná and São Paulo. These areas are going to continue with a kind of a rough week ahead with just some sporadic showers, mostly net drying conditions. But next week, as we get into the middle to latter part of the week and into the following weekend, I think we'll see a much better distribution of rain. I do believe this will be the start of monsoonal rainfall. It'll be kind of erratic at first, but we should see good coverage and an improving trend in that planting process.
Hey, thanks so much.
Have a great day.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Wednesday afternoon. Check us out online anytime you'd like at willag.org, by the way, willag.org. There we post all of our agricultural programming for you to get to and listen to on demand anytime you'd like. It's posted not long after it airs on our radio stations in mostly its entirety, and sometimes even before it airs on the stations. You can also find as a podcast in Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spotify, on the Google One or Google Play Store, the NPR One app, and of course in iTunes. You have a great afternoon. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.